Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, you can also check out our great website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that you'll see there, and tell your friends, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Joining us right now from sunny California, where he must have beach weather going on out there tonight, we've got the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Hello to
beach weather down here, baseball weather down here. We had some storms come through about an hour and a half or 2 hours ago. They went off to the east, but that's the way it is. We get thunderstorms in the late afternoons or early evenings, you know, early morning hours this time of the year. No big deal. Going to be in the 80s again today. Another picture postcard day.
Very nice. Well, we got low 70s here, maybe 80s on Thursday, but it's 60 degrees here right now.
Okay, well, it's 66 right now where I'm at. So,
all right.
Yep, and Richard says it's freezing where he's at.
I saw, yes.
Always. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Certainly.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we could certainly use a little of that in the days and weeks ahead here with what's going on. Now, I got to start out talking about a subject that, of course, I'm always on top of, and you know it, and that's oil and gasoline and the oil prices and the gasoline prices. And I got to be perfectly honest about this, because yesterday the price of oil dropped dramatically again. Do you know what the price of crude oil, West Texas crude oil, is right now trading for on the market?
No, what is it?
$96.44.
Okay, well, below 100, that's significant.
How high did it go?
Well, it was up in, what was it, 100 and...
The 130 range.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's down 40-some-odd dollars, right?
Yeah.
Now, you would think the price of gasoline would come down in diesel, right?
One might think.
It's not. Yeah. Now, here comes the kicker to all of it. Brent crude oil is trading at $99.91.
Okay.
That's $40 below the high that it was at.
Right.
Now, what's the price of gasoline trading at the refinery right now?
What's that?
$3 a gallon.
Okay.
How much are you paying in California?
Well, $5.79.
Why?
That's what it was today. Yeah.
Why?
A good question.
Why?
It's not tracking with the price, then, of the wholesale price.
And, wait, you hear this. The price of diesel, $3.05 per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
At the refinery.
Mm-hmm.
What's the price of diesel out there? It's higher, isn't it?
I would think so, yes. I don't know the exact price.
None of this should be going on right now. We're being gouged. And I'm telling the public out there in America that we're being gouged. And if you don't believe it, go look at the prices. Go look at the current prices of oil, what it's trading for on the world market. By the way, there are some areas where oil is trading for less than $95 a barrel right now.
Interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things, Captain, too, the oil companies would be, it would behoove them to try to not play into the Biden blame game. He's just blaming the oil companies for not drilling and this kind of stuff. So they're going to get on the wrong side of the public here very easily.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Do you know what an oil speculator is?
What's that?
That's a person that invests in oil. They don't have to own it. All they have to do is buy into it, and then they can move that oil around from here to there and everywhere with their investments. And as a result, they can cause the price of oil, the oil and gas prices on the spot market to go up and go out of sight. That's what's going on. They've artificially driven the price up that shouldn't be up to begin with.
No kidding. Yep.
And I got the numbers to prove it. So
that's right.
So what would you do, knowing what I know that I can prove? What would you do, knowing what I know? How would you handle that with the American people listening to us right now?
Well, Captain, I mean, obviously people are having to put gas in their tank so they can get around and go to work. It's difficult.
What should they do?
Yeah, what do you think?
Get on the damn telephone and start calling their congressmen and start calling their senators and say, hey, what the hell's going on here? How come oil's trading for less than $100 a barrel and I'm still paying $6 a gallon for gasoline? What's going on? It hasn't gone down at all. Somebody is screwing us. That's do. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's what the apparent thing is, exactly.
And then you threaten them. And you say, okay, if you don't get this rectified and I don't see the price go down in the next few days, you've lost my vote. Find another job. Think I'm kidding? I'm not.
Pretty powerful. Yep.
I'm not. I'm not kidding at all. People, you need to stand up. All right, hold on. Coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Check it out. Don't take my word for it.
With a short break, stay right there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. And MyPillow.com has always got something on sale. Now, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is the logo link on the homepage of MyPillow.com, and double-click on that, it'll open up and show you all the stuff that's in there. But I'm going to save you some time. The MyPillow slippers, folks, are right now, today, right now, 50% off. 50% off on the MyPillow slippers. I've got one pair. I'm ordering a second pair as at the end of the show because I found, finally, the color I'm looking for because I was waiting on a certain color. But here's the deal. How can you beat that? How can you beat that? And it's got a 60-day return policy and whatever you get there, too. He's also got just about everything imaginable under the sun that you could use in terms of homewares, housewares. He's got the MyPillow store there, the MyPillow.com website, everything that's on there. But what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start telling you about the advertised specials because each day he does something different. And when he sends me his advertised special, I'll tell you what it is. Now, all you need to save the money and get the slippers for half price off is the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to order on the phone and not have your information out there on the Internet, and I'll explain why in a minute, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. Do your business on the telephone on the Internet. You don't need to worry about whether or not somebody's going to borrow your information off your computer or your cell phone or whatever it is that you're using. Again, promo code CaptainMyPillow.com. Telephone number 800-641-5459. Do it today. 50% off the MyPillow slippers. Okay, Kyle, when are you getting yours?
Well, soon, I think. Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many things to choose from, Captain. You know, there's so many great products, and I think people would be able to find really whatever they want. And with the promo code Captain and all the savings, you can't beat it.
Now, I'm going to make a little suggestion to some folks. You and I have a mutual friend who is a very nice person, and he would give you the shirt off his back. And somebody was having some trouble, and I guess they needed to borrow his computer to try to log into their favorite Facebook account and do whatever. And they did all of that, but at the same time, they blocked him, changed his passcode, and he can't get into his account right now. So, rule of thumb. Never trust anybody with your internet online information. I mean anybody. Does that make sense?
No, it makes complete sense. And unfortunately, there are people out there who are going to try to sweet talk you, or they're going to try to put you in the position where, you know, they really need your help, and this is going to allow me to get my Facebook account back up and running again, or at least tell them that I have some problems. So can I please log in as you? That is that's a scam, and it's very unfortunate. Yeah.
When they start in with, oh, we need some help, and oh, you were referred to us, and oh, we got to do this, and oh, please help us, and oh, we're going to die if we don't. When they do that, I block them. You know why? Because 99 times out of 100, it's not true.
Well, exactly right. You just have to be, unless you personally know
somebody.
That's
right.
I mean, you know, it's like sometimes you get these weird emails.
Yep.
And you pick up the phone and call your colleague or friend and say, did you send me this email that has a funny voicemail on it or something? Mm-hmm. Do that first, because these scams are getting more and more sophisticated.
So rule of thumb, you don't ever give your login information or your laptop or your cell phone or whatever with your information on it to somebody to borrow it to try to retrieve whatever it is they're doing or whatever cock and bull story they gave you. You don't ever do that. Not now, not ever, never. And hopefully our friend that's listening, and I know he's listening, you learned a very valuable lesson. Don't ever do this again. Now you have to start over and assume that everything you had on your computer or your phone or whatever it was that they got the info off from, they now have that information, which means you've got to turn around and change bank cards, probably your driver's license, your Social Security number, all that, because you have been big-time hacked.
Yeah, it's very sad. Terrible thing.
Yep, so that's enough said about that. All right, well, of course, we started out talking about gasoline, and that's a, you know, people, they look at me when I talk to them about this. Yesterday I was talking about this. They look at me and they go like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I said, I just told you what you're going to do. Pick up the damn phone, start calling these people. You need to be proactive. Otherwise, they're going to walk all over you. And again, what was the price of West Texas crude that I mentioned a minute ago?
What was that?
You didn't hear.
Well, it was $94 or something like that?
No, it was down to $94 this morning. But $96.44, and it started trading on the foreign markets today, and it dropped down a couple dollars. I don't know if it'll stay there or not, but it's dropped down again. So the price. Here's the thing, Kyle. They can't eat the oil, and they know it, so they got to get rid of it and keep it flowing. If they don't, then guess what happens? There's no oil in the pipeline to process.
That's right.
So they've got to keep it moving, and by keeping the supply moving, they have to lower the price so it continues to go.
Yep.
And they're doing it just like they always do. And what did I tell everybody to begin with when this all started to go in? What was the main thing I was telling everybody?
What was that?
Jam up, plug up the pipeline with more oil than I know what to do with. Drill, baby, drill. Just keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. And it's going to be so much oil, they have to lower the price.
Well, sure.
I told them.
Of course, yeah, that's contingent upon Joe Biden giving the okay to start drill, baby, drill, and all that stuff. and the federal government getting on board with this, but that's not going to happen anytime soon, unfortunately.
Well, he doesn't have to give people permission to drill, baby, drill, where we already have oil wells. All we got to do is keep producing, baby, producing. It's the oil wells on the government land and all the permits. Remember we had 9,000 permits, and they're going, well, we got 9,000 permits that they're not using. They got all these permits. Blah, 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 blah. You know why they're not using them? Because the government didn't approve them.
Right.
They were
right.
filed for, but the government did not approve them.
Right, but the actions that Biden began day one helped to greatly curtail American oil production, and so he needs to start reversing that. He's got to get on the side of what you're talking about, of making sure that we start flooding the market. But, Captain, I think there's probably some underlying reasons why they don't want to do that. Yeah, exactly.
Tlaib.
And, you know, it's they're so desperately afraid of being linked to, quote, fossil fuels, unquote, that they're willing to watch everybody absolutely suffer as far as gas prices go,
mm-hmm.
and then suffer as far as other prices of other goods and services and so forth, because they simply do not want to engage with the AOCs of the world.
If the Democrats continue to follow the minority progressive hardline socialist communists that they've got, the AOCs and her group, if they continue to follow that line, they are going to lose 50 or 60 seats in the House of Representatives this November. Think about
yes.
it.
Yes.
No,
well, that's
right. You think I'm joking? I'm not.
No, this is going to be, it's really huge. They also know it's coming, so what that tells me...
They don't know that kind of loss is coming.
Well, they know it's going to be devastating, and so that being said, I think that they're looking for some other ploy, some other mm-hmm. event, you know,
yep.
to try to manipulate.
Speaking of ploys and speaking of events, did you see where Moscow announced personal penalties? That's what they call it, personal penalties, which just happen to be sanctions against Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and others in the Democratic Party in retaliation for those that were put up against Putin and his Russian cohorts.
Yes, yes, it was met with a little bit of humor at the Biden administration, but it also includes the CIA director, also the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, you know, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh. You know, they've tried to run the gambit on this, and part of that, though, Captain, tells me that it's kind of like, oh yeah, well, we'll put sanctions on you. This isn't the, mm-hmm. the actions of a winning commander over in Russia.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Oh, I can't do it. Got to wait till we get done with the music here. We got to take a break. Okay, we're going to take the break. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Kyle a very interesting question, and we'll see what his answer is, because these same politicians, okay, what's going to happen to them with the assets that they have that might be in a country controlled by, oh, I don't know, the Soviet Union? And some of them probably do have some assets over there. What's going to happen? Do you think they'll have those assets 10 minutes from now? Probably not.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News.
Japan and the U.S. are teaming up for military training exercises. John Hunt reports.
Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together as the two allies strengthen military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and Russia.
Pfizer and its partner BioNTech asked U.S. regulators to authorize an additional booster dose of their COVID-19 vaccine for seniors. That would add a fourth shot to the regimen for adults over the age of 65. If the request is approved, a key question would be how soon seniors would be advised to roll up their sleeves, given case counts in the U.S. are dropping. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Oh yeah, lock it in, as Jeff likes to say. By the way, we got a special song coming up here in the Trucker segment, number one, strictly for Jeff, and you folks can enjoy hearing it too. It's a classic and oldie but goodie. Now, here's the deal. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me tell you that I use it, and I do religiously every day. Relief Factor. I had some with me yesterday and had a chance to show some people what it looked like and what it did, and we explained that to some folks. And what I try to do is when I go somewhere, I always try to take a bag of the Relief Factor with me. Reason being is because invariably, if I don't have it, somebody's going to ask me if I got a bag. So I give them, don't give it to them, but I sell them the 1995 sample bag for $20 because I don't want to have any, I usually don't want to have any change to deal with. No tax, just, you know, there's the bag, here's what it costs, give it a try. You've already saved yourself that $20 off the bat, and you'll get a chance to do it again, because when you order it, it's going to cost you the same price. So therefore, you've saved yourself money for a couple of months or whatever. But to make a long story short, I take Relief Factor because it works. And it works because it's all natural. And that's because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got by going straight to the source. Now, this is 100% drug-free, no narcotics. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, which is good for you. How about that? Taking something that's good for you and good for your body. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, and it only costs $19.95 to get it all started on a three-week quick start. So what you do is trot on over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there, click on that link. You'll see the product that they have right there, the Relief Factor for $19.95, the three-week quick start. And you'll probably see some other things in there, too, that might trip your trigger, because they do sell vitamins and they do sell vitamin supplements. And they have a very good product line. ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is pain, right?
That's exactly right.
And if it works for me, it'll work for you. And I've been taking it out for well over 7 years. Okay. The emergency summit coming up. Joe Biden in 9 days. 9 days. 9 days. Hell, the Ukraine might be fallen by then. But anyway, nine days. We're going to have this big meeting, and the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, is going to be there, and I'm going to be there, and some of our EU people are going to be there, and we're going to get this all solved. This is urgent, Joe. You don't wait 9 freaking days.
Yeah, I thought it was an emergency summit, it's not funny. It is so tragically bad, you know, that he's just waiting to go over there in over a week. Because you're right. We don't know that the Ukrainians can last that long. We just don't know. The intensity is ramping up. All out total war against the people of Ukraine.
Yeah. It's no more military. It's the people.
That's right. And so what this sort of smacks to me of, Captain, is that it's kind of for show. It's kind of so we can make an announcement. Yeah. The president's got to go over and talk to NATO. You know, but it seems to me that they ought to be wheels up and you ought to be over there right now.
And yesterday they were firing at the firefighters, trying to put the fires out at the buildings that they were launching the rockets and missiles into.
Yeah. Does anybody have any doubt that they are simply, well, it shows a lot of desperation, by the way, on the part of the Russian army and their commander, Vladimir Putin. They are not getting this done the way that they thought. And now it is going to degenerate into a terrible human tragedy beyond what anybody would have ever thought possible in this. And the world is standing by. In 9 days, Biden will talk to NATO people, I guess. But, Captain, how much longer can this go on where the world stands by, essentially, and watches this happen? I mean, history is not going to be kind about this.
Well, the head of NATO yesterday stood up and issued a stark warning against the potential Russian attack on a U.S. ally. Stark warning. I'm sure they were shaking in their boots.
Well, right. You know, it all sort of boils down to this. You know, the reason the Biden administration doesn't want to sanction a no-fly zone is because they think it would, in their words, it would be escalatory to the war. I mean, they love using that word now. But we get it. We understand the concept of that. But if Vladimir Putin needs only to rattle his nuclear saber and say, don't interfere with me, otherwise you could get nuked, then he gives a blank check. And the rest of the world can only sit by and say, well, what's he going to do next? This is not the way to go. And there are different ways to do it, which we'll be talking about, I know. But there's a way. A leader finds a way. And right now, the leader of the free world is not finding that way, Captain.
Well, here's what you do. If Vladimir wants to sit there and threaten you with nukes and say, well, if you do this, I will nuke you, say, okay, not if I nuke you first.
You know,
put the fear of God in them that way.
Well, you know, it was, you know, let's say back in the middle of the 80s, the height of the Cold War, and where everybody was thinking and worrying about nuclear exchange.
You said 80s. The height of the Cold War was back in the 60s when we had the Russian missile crisis.
Yes, with the Cuban Missile Crisis, but I'm talking about, you know, Reagan and, you know, coming into office, becoming much stronger again, and people beginning to really think about that or see that, in terms of the, of going against, in a very aggressive way, against the Soviet Union. That's what Reagan was doing. But this idea, of course, had faded away with the collapse of the Soviet Union. And I think, Captain, they're dusting off the old strategy books or binders or whatever it is, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what happens if this really starts going again. And, of course, we can't let it get to that point. That's the entire reason behind mutually assured destruction. But in this case, I don't know that you have a leader in Moscow who's really interested in avoiding that, because he seems to be on some weird mission, some zealous mission that he has to rebuild Russia the way he saw it 300 years ago or something. This isn't rational.
Do you know what a stand down is?
Well, sure, yeah. You stop, you take your forces down, you take them offline, you're not going to fight.
Don't you think Biden's done that with our people?
Well, to a great degree.
And I'm not saying that we should be in there fighting in Ukraine. I'm just saying that the help that we were giving them, the visible help we were giving them, he's pulled the troops back, moved them back. He's so afraid something's going to happen, this, that, and the other. It's going to happen anyway, whether you want it or not. I mean, we've got civilians in there, for God's sakes, military people, former veterans that are going to get themselves killed because they're right in the middle of it. But here's the deal. Biden dug in opposition to the plea from Zelensky over the fears of creating a much larger conflict. Hey, you either help your friends or you don't, or you're not their friends.
Well, sure. And I think one can make an argument. We're already going to see a larger conflict. And, you know, hope I'm wrong. But
we're already seeing it.
Yeah, but we'll see it expand out of this. They don't want to do a no-fly zone, et cetera, because they don't want it to, again, escalate the war. But like I said, Captain, a leader finds a way. You know, back in 1941, you know, President Roosevelt had declared neutrality. He said, I'm not going to send your boys overseas to fight. And they came up with this thing called the Lend-Lease Program. Now, it's not a one-to-one correspondence, but you know, and he declared us, right, the arsenal of democracy. And so there's got to be something that can be done in a major way that actually helps the people of Ukraine and stops Russia and reasserts the fact that the free world is not going to allow this kind of thing to happen. That's what, again, that's what a leader does. Everyone's looking to Joe Biden to do that, but don't hold your breath. He's not going to come out with some left-field inspiration on this. Where are the Roosevelts? Where are the Reagans? You know, where are the Kennedys? I mean, there was a way through the Cuban Missile Crisis, mm-hmm. and that's what Kennedy did, and it worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's something else that's going to happen, mark my words. The ISIS group, have they gone away?
Well, of course not, no.
Well, top U.S. commanders now are warning that ISIS attacks will ramp up soon. They're watching what's going on in Ukraine. They see an opportunity where they can step on the gas because we're all tied up doing what we're doing, and we don't have the forces that we had at one time in certain parts of the country. And they're going to turn it on, go into full gear, and go right back, pick up right where they left off. Mark my words.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back. The first Truckers Highway and Byway segment coming up. Yep, we got some weather to talk about, and we'll talk about that with you. But I'm going to let Kathy take us to break because she's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Moving my feet to the disco beat.
song goes out to Little Dr. Fauci,
number one,
because that's all about the duck. And the guy that puts the duck out on the, in the chat room every time we talk about Little Dr. Fauci, Jeff in Sarasota. So that song's for Jeff in Sarasota. It's the Dr. Fauci Disco Duck song, I'm telling you. Now, Kyle, that was Rick Dees back in 1977. He did it on American Bandstand, Dick Clark Show. And I think I remember the episode, to be honest with you. I think I remember the episode. I think I might have been watching it. Not sure, but I do remember the song. I do remember Rick Dees, and wow, holy smokes!
Yeah, we remember that, and Rick Dees, of course, he was a radio DJ,
L.A.
And, yeah, and so we heard Rick Dees for years and years and years in the morning. Rick Dees in the morning, and you know that song, of course. It's Disco Duck. Thank God it's not Howard the Duck. But yeah, it brings back some fond memories.
Yeah. And of course, that goes out to our buddy Jeff. And by the way, for all the mail haulers that are out there tonight, Felix and the gang running around bulk mail center to bulk mail center, doing all the necessary items that need to be done with the mail. People seem to forget, you know, who's working at night? There's nobody at night. They don't start till daytime. Really? When the hell do you think your mail is moving?
Right.
It's not
exactly.
It's not moving in the daytime, and if it is, it's going from point A to B, just like it's doing right now. But, you know, the mail haulers that are out there doing what they're doing, thank God.
That's right. Absolutely.
By the way, I can't wait till Fred in Fort Lauderdale chimes in on that one. All right. Well, I'm going to just let you go turn you loose out west with the weather. There's not a lot of it, but go for it.
Okay, thanks, Captain. Yes, out west, we don't have a whole lot to tell you about tonight, but we do have an avalanche warning. This is going to be in the area of Superior, Montana, I believe, and this is going to be along I-90. It's going to be going to run a little bit north of Coeur d'Alene, and of course, 4th of July pass, so right now they're looking at 37 degrees. They're going to be looking at some rain maybe Friday or Saturday, so if you're going to be trucking through or trucking back through, expect that they're on the weekend. Winter weather advisory, this is going to be a little bit west of Seattle as you come out from I-90 there. Also, our friends in Denver tonight, winter storm watch is going on right there. Looking at some active rain coming across the road back up to Montana as you head out, let's see here, on I-94. You're definitely going to have some rain coming around the road around about Miles City, and that's going to continue on to a little bit east of Terry, Montana. Let's see. Also, you've got some rain near Salt Lake City, a mixture of rain and sleet, actually south of Salt Lake City, sorry about that, down near Provo, so be careful of that. Back up to Idaho in the Burley area along I-80, got rain coming across the road. And in northern Nevada on I-80 near Battle Mountain, you've got light rain coming across the road there tonight. So, again, a nice quiet night other than that. But up on Salt Pass, though, it is snowing and 32 degrees tonight.
And you got a little bit of waffle there in your signal. I don't know what's going on, so you might want to double-check it there. But anyway, let's go over here to Oklahoma. Everything's looking good until you get to Oklahoma. You got some unsettled weather conditions in the western part of Oklahoma, on down into about Wichita Falls, Texas, and then south of Ruidoso, New Mexico, down into the straight down south to the Mexican border. Down there, you've got some unsettled weather conditions there. We do have fog tonight to speak of, which is right there, Pensacola, and over towards Mobile, Alabama, and then goes up across the southern part of Alabama and goes over into the little eastern corner there, southeastern corner of Mississippi. So you'll have some fog to contend with. Got some rainy conditions that came through here in Florida tonight. There's some standing water in some of the streets, so be careful. And I do know that some areas got a fair amount of rain. It had some wind. We had some really big electrical storms come wheeling through off to my east, so not sure about the power aspect, but might have some areas without power tonight, not sure. And then up off the east coast, it's looking not too bad. We do have that front that went off out to sea off Virginia and Chesapeake that came roaring across Florida and went up the coast yesterday, as most of you know, that we're around to be in the cold weather and all the other stuff that we had going on. And that's what it's looking like. Now, Kyle, I'm going to revert to something here. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. And don't forget, Pilot and Flying J, you can stop in there, join the Drivers Club. You can do that either on the internet or you can do it in person. But when you do, you're going to have the advantage of being able to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee or a drink. You can get a fountain drink. So if you buy one of those cups, those insulated cups, they'll fill that up for you. They treat it like a refill. Did you know that, Kyle?
Yes, they did. It's amazing.
Yeah. So there you go. And that at least helps a little bit. And, of course, if you're in a hurry and you don't want to go inside to the restaurant, well, they got a great deli there. You can buy some things at the deli and away you go. Now, I heard from Cheryl here, and Cheryl's sending a message about she believes that Nancy Pelosi will be reelected up to Congress again and that they're going to retain control of the Congress by some hook or crook thing, that they, it looks like they'll take control of the Congress again and she'll be the Speaker again. Cheryl, I couldn't disagree with you more. The mood of this country right now is different from anything that I've ever seen it. And I get out with the people all the time. I have people contacting me all the time. My phone rings off the hook all the time. I have all kinds of messages. And the mood of the country, Cheryl, is such that they can't stand this, what's going on anymore. They just can't survive on $5 and $6 and $7 a gallon gasoline. Right, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right.
And their wages are not catching up to what's going on. And the food, there's people I get people get tears in my eyes because the people call up and say, we get $500 a month, we get $600 a month, we can't even eat anymore. We have to eat a TV dinner and that's all we have for the whole day until the next day. We have to be this and we have to be that. Well, of course you do. It's horrible.
Well, of course it is, and we're seeing exactly what this kind of a major, I mean, it's a de facto tax increase on the people. That's the kind of the effect that it has, but it's gas prices, but it's gone up so significantly. But, yeah, people have to make those kinds of horrific decisions in the United States of America.
Yes, and here's the deal. If you think the Democrats are friends of yours, and they're doing you any favors right now, you are so, so wrong. Let's see. Yeah, I knew. See, listen to this. Fred down in Brazil at Copacabana Beach, he was listening when we played Disco Duck.
Oh, right. Cool.
He says, that was quite the tune you played. Wonder why we haven't heard that before. Ha, ha, ha. Well, we used to hear it a lot. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's going to be another great picture, perfect day. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Hour number two, right around the corner. And Kyle Warren, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.